Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun today, with daytime highs approaching 39. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, lows level off around 16. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow, highs level off around 47. Dry with temperatures well above average Thursday and Friday, and highs from the upper 40s to the mid-50s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 19 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Emporia's Country Mart grocery store is in the middle of an unplanned shutdown. Julio Flores has more.
Store manager Gary Andrews says the snow and ice weight over the prior week caused unspecified structural issues. Store owner Matt Good said that the support pole near the check stand entrance flexed, triggering both the shutdown and a call to the Evergreen Design Build for an engineering survey, which took place yesterday. Good says a new support pole will be installed today with an adjusted plan of opening up tomorrow. I'm Lou Flores.
A car accident on Monday morning about 4.5 miles north of Beloit claimed the life of a 44-year-old man from Jewell. The accident happened on Kansas Highway 14 when a Toyota Tundra crossed the center line and hit a Ford Escape driven by Katie Travis. The Kansas Highway Patrol said the driver of the pickup was taken to Mitchell County Hospital with serious injuries, and the accident is still under investigation. Anyone with tips should contact the KHP. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Final deadline to enroll is January 15th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. As Kansas lawmakers return to Topeka to start the new legislative session this year, Republicans have an expanded supermajority, and that means certain bills they're trying to get passed could shift in their favor. The main bill lawmakers will focus on is the property tax bill, and House Majority Leader Dan Hawkins said it will be one of the first bills introduced, possibly this week. Last year, lawmakers passed a massive tax package. However, they say they didn't get as much property tax relief as they wanted. The governor said she had to compromise on that to make room for cuts to income taxes, but this year she's not on board with another tax cut until she can see what the effect will be on the state budget. She said she's asking the legislature to slow down, to wait and see, and then they'll talk about it next year. Hawkins said that as they have a supermajority, a functional supermajority, one that they should have the votes for. He said Governor Kelly will then have to decide if she wants to veto it, though they will pass property tax over her veto. Governor Kelly will give her State of the State address on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Governor Kelly recently announced that Kansas has been selected by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services as one of 15 states to participate in its Transforming Maternal Health Model Program, which includes a $17 million grant award over the next 10 years. And the goal of the model program is to improve maternal and child health care for Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program members. The Transforming Maternal Health selection will enhance the work that the Kansas Department of Health and Environment has initiated through its Kansas Medicaid and Maternal and Child Health programs to improve maternal health outcomes for members. The Transforming Maternal Health model will support the Kansas Department of Health and Environment in the development of a whole-person approach to pregnancy, childbirth, and postpartum care, and the goal of the model is to reduce disparities in access and treatment, a key focus of the CanCare 3.0 contracts, which took effect January 1st. The model is centered on several pillars, which include access to care, infrastructure and workforce capacity, quality improvement and safety, and whole-person care delivery. The grant will allow the Kansas Department of Health and Environment to build upon its work in hospital engagement for birthing-friendly designation, whole-person care, telehealth and telemonitoring, and the home visiting program expansion. The funding will support Kansas's efforts to address disparities among underserved populations at higher risk for poor maternal outcomes. The Office of the Sedgwick County District Attorney's Consumer Protection Division wants all Kansas residents to be aware of a recent change in Kansas state law that may have an effect on their daily spending habits. As of January 1st, merchants statewide can legally add a surcharge to credit card transactions as long as clear notice is provided to the customer before the sale. A state law was amended to allow any person or retailer offering sales, services, or lease transactions to impose a surcharge on credit card payments as long as the amount of the surcharge is disclosed through a clear and conspicuous notice to the consumer at the point of entry or the point of sale and in advance of such transaction. Before the law change, Kansas had what amounted to a ban on surcharges, allowing only cash discounts on sales. However, in 2021, the ban was held to be unconstitutional in a federal case, finding it was a violation of the First Amendment. Although debit cards are not mentioned in the body of the new Kansas statute, adding a debit card surcharge remains illegal in all 50 states under federal law, specifically with the Durbin Amendment to the Dodd-Frank Reform and Consumer Protection Act. Similarly, because Kansas state law has no maximum surcharge, the maximum allowed in Kansas is capped by federal law at 4%. In Nebraska news, the U.S. Attorney's Office announced on Monday that 25-year-old Aiden Glenn of Lincoln received 20 years in federal prison with a 5-year term of supervised release after selling fentanyl that results in death. In August of 2023, Glenn sold Chase Hartung 10 fentanyl pills, and authorities said after Hartung received the pills, he gave 5 of them to another man. That individual used at least one of the pills, resulting in his overdose and death. And the victim's phone records show that Hartung was the only source of the fentanyl pills. Through conversations with Hartung and a review of his phone, law enforcement learned that he and the victim occasionally pooled money together to buy pills from Glenn and Wren Chamberlain. On August 12, 2023, Hartung helped law enforcement arrange a purchase of pills from Glenn after Glenn informed Hartung that he was going to meet Michael Smith to get more pills. And law enforcement then arrested Glenn, Chamberlain, and Smith at that location. During recorded jail calls, Glenn admitted to selling Hartung the pills that resulted in the victim's death. Chamberlain was sentenced last month to more than 4 years in prison, and Hartung is currently set for a court hearing on January 28th, while Smith is set for sentencing on March 6th. On Friday, a Lancaster County judge denied TikTok's request to dismiss a lawsuit filed by Nebraska's Attorney General Mike Hilgers. And on Monday, Nebraska lawmakers introduced 3 new bills intended to protect children from the dangers of unchecked digital technology. One of the bills would make sure predators who use artificial intelligence to produce sexually explicit content of children are punished, with Senator Brian Hardin of Gehring saying this bill catches the law up with the technology. Another bill requires age verification to open a social media account, with minors needing parental consent. And the third bill would require school districts to have cell phone policies. Attorney General Hilger spoke in support of the bills, saying that social media and cell phones in the hands of young people are fueling a mental health crisis in Nebraska. And it's a difficult problem for a parent because it can be very hard when there's pressure from peers or their friends. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen said this is something he should have done a long time ago, and he honestly apologizes to the people of Nebraska. He said they should have done this 2 years ago, as it should have been done on day one of being governor of Nebraska. According to the Nebraska Department of Transportation, weather permitting, a crack sealing project was due to begin January 13th on U.S. 283. And crack sealing is a process of cleaning and filling open joints and cracks in the surface with sealant to prevent the entry of moisture and debris. State maintenance forces will be performing the crack seal from Reference Post 41 to Reference Post 55 south of Lexington, and the work is anticipated to take 21 days. The traffic will be maintained with a pilot car and flaggers, and motorists are reminded to drive cautiously in and near work zones, to buckle up, and to put their phones down. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Governor Kelly announced that 14 Kansas rail projects will receive a total of $13 million through the Kansas Department of Transportation's Rail Service Improvement Program, saying that these projects reflect the diverse needs faced by Kansas communities and rail operators, and by bolstering the state's rail network, they will promote economic opportunity throughout Kansas. The selected projects, located across 16 counties, enhance the state's rail network by promoting economic efficiency, supporting sustainability, and addressing critical infrastructure needs. The $13 million award represents the program's $10 million annual funding, combined with $3 million in carryover funds and loan payments from past projects. The Kansas Department of Transportation received 22 applications, totaling more than $33.1 million in project costs, with funding requests surpassing $23 million. The program requires a 30% match from each recipient, resulting in a total rail infrastructure investment of more than $18 million. Transportation Secretary Calvin Reed said they're proud to be able to provide additional funding this round, strengthening connectivity and supporting communities that rely on having access to an efficient and reliable rail network. Selected 2025 RSIP projects include locally the Kyle Railroad Phillipsburg Yard Rehabilitation Project in Phillips County for $1,320,264. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan reminds Kansans that $1.5 million is available for a fifth round of Historic Economic Asset Lifeline, or HEAL, grants to revitalize dilapidated and underutilized downtown buildings in small communities across the state. And these grants help close the financial gaps for communities who are striving to make their downtown districts economically vibrant. Since Commerce launched the program in 2021, nearly $5 million has been awarded to fund 87 different community projects throughout Kansas. The HEAL grant helps communities to revitalize downtown buildings as spaces for new or expanded businesses, housing, arts and culture, civic engagement, child care, or entrepreneurial activities. And the submitted projects must show potential to be economic drivers in their communities and demonstrate that the space will be occupied by the end of the project. The application period will close on January 31, 2025, with the awardees being notified in April. Communities that receive HEAL grants in the spring 2023 or fall 2024 are not eligible to apply for this round of funding. For more information about HEAL grants and the online application, you can visit kansascommerce.gov/community-development/HEAL. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School: for lunch, you'll be having ham and cheese, homemade bun, creamy coleslaw, pork and beans, pears, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be walking taco or chef salad with fruit and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be cheese pizza, salad, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today: it should be sunny with a high near 39 and a northwest wind around 5 miles per hour, which should become east in the morning. For tonight, it should be mostly cloudy with a low around 16 and a southeast wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming west after midnight. On Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 47 and a west wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. And on Wednesday night, it should be clear with a low around 22. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. from Hinkle Termite and Pest Control. Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continue with your weather forecast. On Thursday, it should be sunny with a high near 54. On Friday, sunny with a high near 50. On Saturday, there's a 30% chance of snow showers, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 25. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 15. And on Monday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 17. Currently, with fair skies, it is 19 degrees. The humidity is 79%. The wind speed is northwest at 10 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.29. The dew point is 14 degrees. And our current wind chill is 8 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:18. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas State men's basketball lost yet again, losing to number 12 Houston 87-57 on Saturday. And after the game, head coach Jerome Tang talked about the loss, gave respect to the Houston team.
Wherever they're ranked is like way too low. Like they're one of the most underrated in the country. And every time we made a mistake, they made us pay. And sometimes when we didn't make a mistake, they made us pay. They have like different level athletes. And our guys were in rebounding position and even jumping, but they got their hand on every rebound. Even when they didn't get it, they got their hand. So very rarely did we ever get a clean rebound. They had 52 points in the paint. 22nd chance points to our one.
K-State will try to get back in the win column when they host Texas Tech Tuesday at 8 p.m. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
The bitter cold of winter is tough on livestock. Valley Vet Supply can help you gain more control over cold weather impacts on your herd with these winter warm-up products. The Royale Heat Animal Warmer from Valley Vet is a small, durable heated shed for newborn calves and lambs. Replacement heaters are available too. Keep cold off and body heat in with calf blankets, available with single and double insulation. Keep your horses cozy with Comfitech horse blankets in a variety of sizes, styles, and colors. No more chopping ice on those tanks. Your animals will drink easily with submersible or floating stock tank heaters and de-icers from Valley Vet. At valleyvet.com, you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at valleyvet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
Valleyvet.com. Valley Vet Supply.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.